Good morning. Welcome to our Saturday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we wrap up our week of devotions and prayer time, I want to again invite you to join me here at the Deer Run Church of Christ, 2730 South Ironwood Drive here in South Bend, Indiana, for our 10:30 a.m. worship gathering as we gather together to worship God, to encourage one another, and to grow in Christ. Tomorrow, we'll continue this Preparing for the Sun series as we consider how God helps us, prepares us to overcome. But today we wrap up our Prepared for the Sun by the Spirit, and realizing how God's Spirit helps us to be ready for Jesus to be a part of our life, to be ready for Jesus to be part of who we are. And we're wrapping up this week with a focus on the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. How the Spirit helps us to have that fear, not a frightened fear, a reverent fear, a respect, an understanding of who He is compared to who we are. Acts chapter 9, verse 31 says, "Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace. It," that is the church, "was strengthened and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. They grew in numbers, living in the fear of the Lord." God's Spirit helps the church today grow just as it helped the church of the first century grow. And a part of that help and a part of that process is to bring us to a reverent fear of the Lord. A fear which draws us to a desire to please Him, to honor Him, to obey Him. And as we live life by the Spirit, we understand that God has called us to live a certain way. Not identical ways, but in our life, to live in a way which honors Him. To live in a way which glorifies and lifts up Jesus. To live in a way that displays the fruit of the Spirit. And life done this way creates a fear of the Lord, a understanding that He is in charge. There are times that we become frightened of certain positions of authority. And generally that happens because, well, one, we know we've done wrong and we deserve consequences that they may have the authority to carry out. It also happens because, well, as humans, as people, we don't always use our authority in a way that's good or right. People become afraid of authority, of those in charge, because they've been mistreated, or they've known others who have been mistreated, or they lack knowledge. Perhaps those in authority lack wisdom and understanding themselves. There's all kinds of reasons that we kind of hesitate on this fear of the Lord phrase, because we've all often not known the purity of genuine respect and honor and even fear. that is due to one who always judges with justice, with mercy, with compassion. And it's knowing God as the one who loves us and knows us more fully than anyone else, we begin to grow by His Spirit in this recognition that our fear can represent honor and respect and reverence if we choose Him. But our fear also can represent terror if we choose to reject Him. It's the same God who calls us to be His and yet declares consequences for our rejection, for our sin, for our disobedience. But consequences that are paid by His Son if we choose to follow Him, to please Him, to honor Him, to accept Him, to be cleansed by Him. So it becomes our choice as to what fear of the Lord looks like in our life. The church knew a fear of the Lord, an honor and respect because of God's help towards them in their greatest times of need. It also knew a fear of the Lord because of the punishment that was brought upon individuals like Ananias and Sapphira, who tested God, who lied to the Spirit, who wanted, well, to make a name for themselves in a way different than what they did. You see, when we think about the fear of the Lord, we have to remember both sides of it and be sure that we're on the good side. And so we live life. We live life with God's Spirit, pleasing and honoring, obeying Him. We live life with God's Spirit, helping us to repent, to change, and to acknowledge, to agree with God about our sin, and have it cleansed. We live with this healthy fear of the Lord when we acknowledge with our words and we acknowledge with our actions that, God, You're in charge. I'm not. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to choose You. It's also given us what we need in order to be cleansed to a point that we are accepted by You. The cleansing comes through the blood of Your Son, Jesus. It's not something we're able to attain on our own without Him. And so, God, it is my prayer today that each one of us, every person hearing these words and myself, we would have that healthy fear of the Lord. That our relationship with You would fill us with a desire, even as we remain aware of the consequences of remaining in our sin. And that desire to not remain in our sin would draw us to you. And out of love, your love, we would be forgiven. We would be redeemed. We would be restored. And our response would be to worship you, to honor you, to regard you as the one who we most want to please, the one we want to obey. Father, may this fear of the Lord help us to grow in depth and insight, in understanding. But may it also help us to be involved in the growth of the kingdom, your church. And Father, may that happen as we deliberately lift up Jesus, knowing that He's the one that can draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Saturday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.